This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to a City of Boulder climate lawsuit. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
In 2018, Boulder sued ExxonMobil and Suncor Energy for their alleged role in causing climate disasters. The lawsuit said that the company should help Boulder pay for and prepare for the increasing toll of wildfires, floods, and more. Last year, the Colorado Supreme Court paved the way for the case to go to trial, but the U.S. Supreme Court is now reviewing that decision. At stake is whether cities and states can even sue fossil fuel companies for damages related to climate change. Michael Gerard directs the Sabin Center for Climate Change Law at Columbia University.
Well, it's potentially very significant because it could lead to a definitive ruling from the Supreme Court on whether the fossil fuel companies might be liable.
Oral arguments in the case are expected in the fall. I'm Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
At least one member of Colorado's congressional delegation doesn't plan on being at President Trump's State of the Union address tonight. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette is skipping it. In a statement, she says Trump has demeaned the Constitution, courts, and respected public institutions. Other Democrats have invited guests to highlight issues such as immigration, tariffs, and gun violence. While Republicans are staying away from hot-button issues, they've invited friends, family, or local elected leaders. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a new director. Laura Clellan will take the role permanently after serving as acting director since December. This is CPR News.